In many African countries, malaria is the single leading cause of death, with one child dying every 30 seconds. The World Health Organization reports 1 million people die from malaria every year, 90% in Africa. In addition, malaria costs the continent $12 billion in economic losses. But the World Health Organization says things are taking a turn for the better. Executive Director of the WHO Rollback Malaria Partnership, Awa Marie Kolsek, says the first few years of the program were not very successful, but lessons have been learned.
All partners are proposing the same strategies and are supporting countries in the same way. It is why now we are more successful also at country level. And capacities of countries also are going better. The capacity building, particularly with WHO, is helping countries. This is what I want to say, showing that things are moving in a direction where we think that we can have results and successes are coming already.
Along with better coordination, the availability of new tools for fighting malaria is having a huge impact on taming the disease. The World Health Organization says increasingly ineffective malaria medicines have been replaced by a new generation of drugs known as artemisinin-based combination therapy that has revolutionized malaria treatment. WHO Assistant Director General Hiroki Nakatani says the new control strategy also includes a more effective way of preventing people from being bitten by the malaria-causing mosquitoes.
We have bed nets so that mosquito cannot bite most vulnerable populations such as young children and pregnant women. And now we have long-lasting insecticidal nets. That is, which can work for many years, 3 to 5 years. So we would like to have universal access to such nets.
The World Health Organization also advises indoor spraying to control malaria. The Rollback Malaria Program has also helped increase global funding to fight the disease from about $60 million in 1998 to $1 billion per year. Thanks to support from the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, and other institutions, countries such as Rwanda, Tanzania, Ghana, Zambia, and Zanzibar are successfully cutting child deaths from malaria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.